This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's Commissioner of Higher Education, David Russell, is retiring March 1st after more than 25 years with the state's colleges and universities. During his tenure, he says Missouri campuses have worked more closely together to make sure students learn what they need to know to earn a degree and move into jobs. He wants to increase the percentage of Missourians with a college degree or other credential after high school to 60% by the year 2025, from a little more than 50% now. Russell talked recently with St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer. They began with a discussion of finances, quality, and whether it's difficult to make the case for more state support when schools say they're doing well.
People are definitely getting a bargain these days. If you consider that only about 20% of the budget of the University of Missouri comes from the state of Missouri and appropriations, you're talking about an institution that is keeping tuition level, is not receiving a significant portion of its overall budget from government, and is finding other ways to raise the funds necessary to operate. I'd say just about every institution is engaged in that same kind of thing to one degree or another. A few of them, Harris-Stowe State University might be a good example, still rely to a large measure on the state appropriation they receive. So it does differ from one institution to another. But overall, I think the cost of education has really not gone up as dramatically as some people think.
You brought up Harris-Stowe. That's been an institution that a lot of people have been concerned about its particular mission. Talk about what you think it should be doing and how well you think it's doing it.
I believe if Harris-Stowe did not exist in this community, then we would be working very hard to create it. I'm thankful that Harris-Stowe is here with the mission it has to serve a population that needs attention, needs more of our attention. I think they have some superb leadership right now. I happened to be in St. Louis the week that some of the issues were occurring with Ferguson. The new president, DeJuan Womack, made his campus available. He made his faculty available. He's been right at the epicenter of efforts to address these issues since then. He's got some challenges ahead as he kind of remakes the financial model and the academic model for his institution. But I'll guarantee you, at the rate he's going, he will make that an absolutely stellar institution.
Talk about the goal of attainment of 60% by 2025. How did you come to that number, and how do you think you're going to get there?
There is this disconnect between what students seem to have learned when they graduate from college and what they may be expected to do when they enter the workforce. Now, if you're working with a target that's constantly moving and evolving, if these jobs and the requirements for them are changing all the time, it's very difficult for higher education to keep up with those changes, but it's something we recognize that we have to do.
Do you think that the path for students who can't necessarily afford college or think they can't afford college is being made a little easier?
We all see athletes announcing where they're going to go to school to play football sometime during assemblies in the spring. Well, we want to have young scholars standing up and being recognized and maybe pulling out a hat that says they're going to go to the University of Missouri or to St. Louis Community College, and that's what they aspire to do. Because what we want to do eventually in front of all their friends and neighbors is begin to build a culture of education that appreciates the importance of post-secondary education to their future.
If you had to give yourself a grade for your tenure as commissioner, what grade would you give yourself?
I would give myself an A-. I've managed to start a lot of reform-minded initiatives in higher education. That in and of itself does not mark a successful term, but I feel like I've been successful in helping to change the nature of the conversation we're having about higher education and its accountability and responsibility to the people of Missouri and to our businesses and communities and to government. You can't do that overnight. It's been something we've had to work on consistently, and I feel very satisfied that we're on the right track.